Hi, welcome to Cloud Cover. My name is Nathan Totten. I'm joined, as always, by
Nick Harris.
He likes to introduce himself. Yeah. He gets mad when I do it for him. So we have two guests today. So it's a little crowded here, but we've got some really exciting stuff to talk about. So we needed two people. We have Kent Brown, who's a product manager. I messed that up. See, that's why I write the titles down I need a teleprompter. Really, that would be ideal. So you're a product manager working on this new service that we're going to talk about, BizTalk Services today.
That's right.
And then I'm also joined by Guru Von. I'm gonna mess it up. I said Von.
Ben Ketaraman.
I've been practicing that for nearly an hour now, and I still mess it up.
Congratulations.
That was the best I could do. So you're a program manager on new BizTalk services. Perfect. So why don't you guys? We just announced the preview of BizTalk services at TechEd this morning. So why don't you guys tell us a little bit more about what we're offering?
So it's a new integration service as a platform as a service, so a PaaS offering on Windows Azure. It allows you to do probably one of the big things is B2B sort of EDI transactions. So if you want to just totally hand that off to a service vendor, or you just want to do the EDI processing in the cloud, that's one big scenario. And then you can connect all what you're doing there in the cloud, the integration, back to on-premises data. Some other scenarios are just general application integration between cloud applications. So you may have a website that needs to talk to data on-premises, so it can go through BizTalk services to do that. You also may be doing SaaS offerings, and so you've got, let's say, Salesforce. You want to bring that data back and connect it to your on-premise data, and so that's another scenario.
Cool. And so this is BizTalk is a server we've had for a while, right? An on-premise server. Generally, so I'm not too familiar with BizTalk, and we were talking earlier that BizTalk always seemed kind of scary, like a very like large server infrastructure. You know, need a lot of expertise to set up on-premise. And now this is a fully hosted, fully managed, just like many of other Windows Azure services. You don't need to be. You don't need to obviously have a full-time staff to maintain BizTalk. You just deploy it, and we manage it, and it just works.
That's right. Like BizTalk server, as you say, is sort of our industrial strength, ESB, all those big industry buzzwords for integration. It's a very powerful server, and like you say, we will ultimately have the same power there, but it just starts off as easier to deploy. There's not machines to install. We've even done a lot of work to simplify the development environment, as Guru will demonstrate.
Cool. And one of the things that I think is unique about the BizTalk services is you use the word premium offering, and so with BizTalk you actually get a premium support package anyone who uses BizTalk services, right? Like we have full guaranteed 24/7 support for this included with the service, correct?
That's right, because although we are trying to simplify the experience and the management, this is still, we're running enterprise grade mission critical applications. These documents may be large $1 million transactions. You don't want to lose one, and if something's wrong, you need somebody to call. And so that's sort of high availability, security, reliable, we don't lose messages, and you can call us if something's wrong.
Cool.
So the service itself is geared towards use by large enterprises. That means we start off with mission-critical applications as our de facto standard. So a typical enterprise may be like, let's say, somebody as big as Walmart and would like to connect with its suppliers. Maybe you are a toy supplier with Walmart.
Yeah.
Walmart says that, hey, I am a large B2B house, and I need these messages in this specific format. But as a toy supplier, you are good enough dealing with your Excel application, right? So you don't want to be transforming your messages and dealing with all the IT infrastructure like as big as Walmart, right? So you go to this service and publish your Excel document and say, hey, do whatever it takes to send it out to Walmart. So the service behind the scene converts your Excel document into a EDI document that conforms with the Walmart standard, send it out to Walmart as an invoice or a purchase order, whatever. And Walmart responds back with an acknowledgement saying that, okay, I did get your invoice for the toys that you supplied last week, and I'm going to send you a payment, like, let's say, a month from now. So you got it back as a form that you can consume, like an email or an Excel sheet. So you did not have to invest anything on your B2B infrastructure or an EDA infrastructure. All you did was just go through a simple portal, send in your Excel file, and boom, it went down to Walmart. So now, as a toy supplier or a banana supplier or a clothing supplier, whoever you are, you can be supplying it to Walmart, you can be supplying to Target, you can be supplying it to Costco, for all you care. right? So you don't have to worry about different types of
formats. And you can just play in that EDI world without necessarily learning all the complexity and infrastructure of that world.
Yeah. I wish I knew about this about 4 or 5 years ago. I had to build a solution for a pharmaceutical company that basically did EDI for pushing orders into their warehousing system. And I didn't use BizTalk because we didn't have a license for it. I ended up coding it all by hand.
It's not a model license. Yeah. Yeah.
EDI, although it looks old and like a grandfather's technology, it's been the industry standard for almost all possible industries.
Yeah.
Started off from the shipping industry and airline industry, but now it's all over the place.
Yeah.
It's the most ubiquitous of all standards, and it's the schemas are all published by those relevant industry standards. And BizTalk, for the first time, introduces around 3,800 plus schemas, packages it all for free.
Yeah. So 3,800. So basically, you're talking about 3,800 different systems, whether it's SAP, SQL, all these different things are basically built in to work.
If they talk EDI, they talk the service.
Sweet. Which is it's interesting because this, like, I don't know, it's not the most exciting scenario, right, when a developer thinks about, like, oh, you know, I have to make one system talk to another, but it's obviously extremely important, like it makes the world run, right, like, yes. Everything talking to one, like, if this sort of stuff didn't exist or didn't work, or if you had to program it all by hand every time, it would be probably a nightmare, so.
Now, I will show you a simple scenario later in the show now, where we take a SQL message and expose it, like, literally in a matter of clicks, with zero coding. And I can do it for every one of the LOB systems, be it SQL or SAP or Oracle or IBM mainframe systems or AS400 systems. You name a backend. BizTalk has an adapter for that. And it is all exposed in a consistent WebCF interface to BizTalk. From there on, it can be through JSON or it can be through XML, it can be through HTTP, whatever you want. And we can connect to any type of devices using Azure Mobile Services. So we'll see a demo of it later in the show.
Cool. So basically what you're saying is, I have a few good friends that are BizTalk consultants and they get paid a lot of money. You're basically saying all my friend does is like next.
But he knows when to click the next.
Yeah. If only I knew.
So did you want to whiteboard some scenarios of maybe
what we're going to
what
see?
What we're going to see or
so yep, a bit of yeah, cool.
So how about we see a bit of a diagram here just to give us the contextual overview of what we're going to see when we flip to the demo machine, because there are a number of parts.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see the broader picture, and then perhaps we can jump into the actual demo.
Cool. So there are two personas that we will be talking about. One is about LOB administrator,
okay,
who wants to say that, hey, this is my LOB system, like, let's say in this case our SQL server. It says that I have one database and a table or stored procedures that I would like to expose for my mobile client to consume.
Okay.
So I'm going to use the familiar to-do items as a source. Yep. So I have a SQL server which has a database called to-do items DB.
Okay.
And it has one table called to-do.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to expose this as an endpoint that is accessible from the cloud. So all this right. is on an on-prem SQL server.
Right.
SQL running on-prem.
Yeah.
So the first experience is from these administrators, the LOB administrator's perspective,
right,
wherein he'll be going through a wizard interface and expose whatever the table that he wants to expose and provide the runtime credentials that needs to be used for accessing this database.
Yep.
Right? So that is the first scenario.
So he does that on-prem?
He does it on his SQL Server environment.
Okay.
Once this is done, what the wizard does, it creates a local IIS-hosted web endpoint.
Yeah.
This web endpoint will also have cloud-hosted service bus relay that can listen to external entries coming in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody can post to this relay, it comes to this IIS endpoint, which in turn hits SQL Server.
Okay, great.
So this whole thing is called as the BizTalk Adapter Services.
Okay.
Right? Yep. So this is a functionality that is provided as part of your BizTalk subscription.
Okay.
And if you have a local BizTalk server, also you have this functionality. So to do this, you don't need BizTalk server on there. Right? So you just need a local IIS server and access to your SQL. That's all you need. So this is one part of it.
Yep. So that's all the on-prem.
That's all the on-prem activity.
Really. Yep.
And then The administrator moves it on to the developer and say, hey guys, I have done this, now go figure out how we want to publish this.
Okay, so they say, I've done all the easy click, click, click work, and now you guys are going to do the hard stuff.
Go figure it out. So now, the Windows Azure BizTalk services comes around.
Yep.
And say, okay, here you have specifically called it out as SQL. Mm-hmm. This could be SAP, it could be Oracle, it could be whatever.
Right.
Right? So the end customer doesn't really care whether it's SQL or SAP or Oracle, right?
Okay.
So he has to create a lightweight client application which says post orders or get the status of my order.
Right.
So that means the client has to be consistent. Mm-hmm. So somebody has to sit in the middle and make sure that I get the request in whatever format it is and figure out what is my backend and how am I going to transform it in a way that makes sense to the backend.
Okay.
So that guy is your BizTalk service.
Yep.
Right. So that is aptly called as a bridge. So what is what it is called is a bridge.
Yep.
The bridge has three phases to that, which is a source,
yep.
a destination, and do something in the middle.
Yeah.
So the source is always going to be coming from your client application,
okay.
which could be an XML message or a standard JSON message or something like that.
Okay.
So it's going to receive that message. And you are going to tell what do you want to do with that message if I want to transform it into some other form.
All right.
And then where do you want me to send it?
Okay.
Right? So this is the bridge. And the where do you want to go send it could be one of your destination is your SQL.
Right.
The other guy could be SAP, whoever.
Mm-hmm. So does this plug into the service bus relay in this case?
This plugs into the service bus relay.
Okay.
Right? So the moment I set SQL here, I'm taking the configuration that my LOB administrator gave me.
Yep.
So this configuration already contains the details of the service bus relay.
Right.
Right? I just plug that one here.
Okay, great.
Right? So this guy doesn't have to create anything. So you just say they connect to this service bus relay, and from there on, service bus takes care of it.
Okay.
So now, what this bridge is supporting here is it does a couple of things. It can understand what is the incoming message,
right?
Based on some message type or based on some message parameters.
Yes.
And figure out how should I send this message or where should I send this message, right? So it can take actions based on the incoming request. Like let's say I'm sending an insert request.
Mm-hmm.
So it knows that this is of type request in insert.
Right.
And it is it is conforming to a schema that SQL is exposing.
Right.
So I should send this to SQL.
Okay.
I could be sending a request for select from the same mobile client.
Mm-hmm.
So now it knows that this is a select request. I should be sending it to SQL with a select request. So SQL doesn't have to worry that, hey, I'm getting an insert or a select or a different thing. So it's always getting it in a form that it makes sense to that.
Yep.
So I didn't have to change anything on my backend. So it was a good old SQL server, good old stored procedures, nothing changed.
Yep.
Same thing with SAP. Went through a wizard, exposed it as an interface, didn't have to change anything in my programming paradigm here. All I said was like, this is an insert, map it to this one.
Okay.
And out it goes.
So, just out of interest a little bit, it's somewhat on topic. If you were someone like Nate, who always writes select star from table when he wants the top one, how does BizTalk actually deal with that if you've got a large volume of results coming back from your on-prem? Like, does it batch it, or do you get like this 100,000 records coming back on the select statement?
Yep. So when in the WCF interface that I'm exposing here, I can specify a batch size.
Ah, very cool.
Right? So what should be my result set coming in as a batch? So it can return to me as a batch.
And then you have a continuation token or something like that. Okay.
So I can return it as a batch. And the same way while committing also, I can commit it as a batch, or I can commit it in the individual records.
Okay, very cool.
So those are all things that BizTalk has always had for a long time in its adapter framework.
Okay.
So, and it is applicable to all the backends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say, for example, SAP is a great candidate.
All right.
It's a great candidate because it's a premium product that is shared usually by multiple clients.
All
right. So you will have one SAP instance shared by multiple customers. So that means it is available only during certain time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And people want to use it as much as possible when it's available. So they want to send record like in a batch of 10,000 messages.
Right.
So all these 10,000 need not be committed in one batch, but I'm going to send it as one batch. So you figure out as and when it's available.
Yeah.
You could be committing at like 1,000 records at a time or 500 records at a time. But I'm going to send you a batch of 10,000.
Okay.
Right. So these are all enterprise application requirements. Mm-hmm. Right. That's something that the adapter takes care.
Yeah.
So now what we have extended here to make this simple is once the BizTalk bridge is deployed on the service, it exposes itself as a HTTP endpoint. So now this whole service can be accessed as a simple HTTP post.
Right. And obviously you support SSL on that.
Yes, it's HTTP or HTTPS.
Yep.
Right? So I can make a simple post to this.
Okay.
And we took that concept further and put it on top of Azure Mobile Service.
Okay. But really, you can do that HTTP post
through
from
any
anywhere.
Client. Through any client.
Okay.
Right? And as a matter of fact, within Visual Studio itself, we have a simple test client where you can just right-click on the bridge and say, send a test message.
Oh, very cool.
It will post us a test message. So for the developer to validate it, he doesn't have to do to any other client.
Okay.
So within Visual Studio, you have a test harness.
Yep.
So here what we have done for this purpose of this demo is we took the Azure Mobile's standard to-do item client, which by default it posts to a SQL Azure database.
All right.
We rewired that insert script.
Okay.
And instead of calling request execute, which does an insert onto the local database,
all right.
We just rewired it to call the service.
All right.
And pass that payload. So behind the scene, to-do item is calling the insert script that posts to this HTTPS location, which triggers BizTalk service to post to SQL Server.
Okay. And that then relays it to your on-prem database.
On-prem SQL.
Okay.
Right. So that is the demo that we'll be seeing. So I could be substituting that SQL with SAP or Oracle, but for simplicity, we are using SQL.
Okay. Very nice.
Cool.
Let's check it out.
Get with it, young man, get in the swing. Only ice cream is that cool zing. So make the evening a regular ball. Get the refreshment that's got it all. Cool man, like ice cream. Get yours now.
Cool, so we've seen kind of like how BizTalk works whiteboarded in the outline. So I think you have some demos. And I also will point out that I do know how to write a proper SQL statement. I liked how in that segment you both insulted me and you insulted everyone who does BizTalk consulting or development by turning their job into simply clicking through wizards. So we'll expect many angry emails on this.
Yeah, but they also give you credit, right? Could be a select star on a large data bill.
Yeah, when I only want to select the top one result, right? You just do a link query on the client once you get everything back, right? Cool. So, all right.
That's happened before,
by the way, that's exactly what I'm doing, right? So I have an empty table where I'm selecting top 1,000.
Okay. Ah, perfect.
Right, so you're not alone.
All right. So let's see the demo.
So the interface that I have here, this is the on-prem experience. So the scenario that we spoke about was we are connecting to a local SQL server. So this is my local SQL server called on my SQL Express. My database is called ToDoItemsDB, and that has one table called ToDoItems. And I'm the LOB administrator for this, LOB as in line of business administrator, and I would like to expose this for access from my mobile clients. So I go to this Visual Studio, and within Visual Studio, if you look at it, I have a BizTalk adapter service showing up there.
One question. Uh-huh. That's for your on-prem. Now, the process of exposing that you've already done, all right? So you've already done the.
I can go through that wizard.
Yeah, or just show us the entry point to where that wizard is. So
yeah. So the, within Visual Studio, I right-click on the SQL and I say add a SQL target.
All right.
So it opens up a wizard, and I specify what is my server name. My server name is WAPS demo. And my instance is SQL Express instance. My database name is ToDoItemsDB. So I go ahead and say click next. So it connected to my local SQL server, and it says, hey, these are the various things that you can get it from this database. So I'm selecting my tables, and it says you have to-do items, and these are the four actions that you can do. You can do a delete, you can do an insert or a select. So in this case, I'm going to do an insert. So it's going to expose this insert as a WCF activity for me, right? So click next on this, and it says, what is the username that you want to use while connecting to this from runtime, right? So I'm going to use a Windows credential that it's going to use for the client to connect. It is BTS Labs.
I
cannot spell that. It's a complicated file.
I love Cloud Cover. That's long enough to the I Love Cloud Cover.
It's harder than my last name, so
So this.
I hope so. It's just my last name with a one after. That's fine.
So what we have here is like now I have the access to my LOB system.
Okay.
I would like to expose this on a service bus relay endpoint.
Okay.
So I can create a new relay endpoint. So let's say guru test is the namespace. Issuer is obviously Warner.
And you remember the Base64 encoded string?
You can type it out by memory.
I have it here. That's where our friendly notepad comes in.
So while you grab that, in Server Explorer, you've got BizTalk Adapter Services as a node there. Is there a special install you need to do to get that?
Correct. So when you subscribe for Windows Azure BizTalk Services, mm-hmm. we will give you an MSI that you used to install on your on-prem
right.
for accessing your local line of business systems.
Okay, cool.
So I'm going to give a relay path for this. Like, where do you want me to create this? So let me give a relay path of... cloud cover, post here. So it is going to create, if you look at this, it's going to create a HTTPS guru test service bus cloud cover post here. So it's just a service bus relay. Mm-hmm. Click next and create. So out it goes and it creates an endpoint here, which shows service bus relay endpoint, and that can be accessed from any external endpoint here. See, it just created it here. So all I need to do is just drag and drop that guy onto my surface, and surface as in Visual Studio Surface.
It could use a more design surface.
So this is my SQL endpoint that I can connect to. So I already have this one that is pre-configured one.
Okay.
So if I, this is my bridge configuration for BizTalk. That means where I'm telling what kind of message should I be receiving and what should I be doing with that. So if you go here, it shows the various types of bridges that you can use. That is XML one-way bridge, XML request reply bridge, and a pass-through bridge, right? So in this case, I'm doing a request reply bridge. That means a client is going to post something and is mm-hmm. expecting a response.
Okay.
Right? If I double-click on this, it allows me to configure what you want to do with that. So if you look at it, it allows you to do a whole lot of stuff, but I'm not doing anything. I'm not even telling what type of message I'm going to be receiving. So this is pretty much like a pass-through.
Okay.
That means I'm going to give you a fully constructed message that is valid for this particular endpoint. For the purpose of this demo, we are just sending a standard message, which BizTalk is just going to receive and send it to this endpoint, right? So subsequently, we can see how to improvise that message. So in this case, what all the things that you can do is you can define the various types of messages that you can receive, and you can validate that message, you can enrich that message using a custom code, and you can transform it using a different map transformation. So it's you can do an any-to-any mapping, that is, receive a message of any type and send it of any type. Mm-hmm. And in this case, I'm going to be doing an insert message. And the beauty here is because we are expecting a WCF SOAP response on SQL side, so I'm going to say, what should you do when you receive that message? I say, route it. And when you route it, execute the SOAP action. So let's click on that and see what it is. So I'm going to say, execute the SOAP action called table of insert mm-hmm. and pass it as a SOAP action.
Okay.
Right? So that means the WCF header takes it along and executes that particular activity on the downstream system, which in this case is SQL, which understands that I have to do a table operation of type mm-hmm. insert on to-do items.
Okay.
Right? So it is not just taking the payload, it is also taking a SOAP action along with it.
All right.
So this is what BizTalk is adding as a value for any incoming message. Mm-hmm. So now, once it is deployed, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call this one. So from my mobile client, and which is going to post to this endpoint. So let us see where this endpoint is. So if you look at this, it is going to give me a runtime address of where this will be deployed. This is a runtime address where this bridge will be deployed. So currently, you see it as internal environment, but once it is out there on the public domain, it will be windowsazure.com.
Okay.
Right. So now let's go back to mobile client and see how am I going to be posting this. So I can post to this using any HTTP client.
Yep.
For the purpose of this demo, we are using the ToDoItems client. So on ToDoItems, what I have here is I've just modified the insert script on to-do items. This is the standard to-do item insert. I have a to-do item database.
Nick's demoed this on the show 17 or 18 times.
Yeah.
the to-do item demo on...
But so those good, of you
it's
who
a
are
good
not
one
familiar,
to use. Yes.
He's posting a message or a to-do item to mobile services from a Windows Store client, and this script is actually executed on insert, and you're hooking into this to basically post that data to...
Yes. So the default, what you will have here is the request execute, which means take that incoming request and execute it. Mm-hmm. So the incoming request will say that I'm going to do a to-do items.post or to-do items.insert.
Yep.
So it will be inserting it directly onto the SQL Azure database. Mm-hmm. We actually have it at the end of this script. I will show you that. So here, what I'm passing is I have to pass my authentication token as a valid client who is authorized to post to your LOB system.
Right.
So I have to pass a service bus client and a service bus client authentication token.
Okay.
And here I'm constructing that message, which could, for all practical purposes, be a JSON script or could be any payload.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So because I'm doing a pass-through on BizTalk side, I'm passing a valid XML.
Right.
Right. Otherwise, I could be passing a flat file or a JSON script.
Okay.
So. And then I'm specifying this of type application XML. So I have two different payloads. One is of type insert and another one is of type select.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm posting to the URI that we had on bridge when we deployed the bridge.
Yep.
It gave me a URI. And I'm specifying the ACS associated token URI also. With that, I just say my HTTP method is type of post and go ahead and actually do the post. Right. So I'm creating a to-do item here. And this is a to-do item list. And then just go ahead and do the post.
Okay.
Right? So now, when I click on this and say, go ahead and do the post, it does two things. One is it's going to post there. And at the very end, if you look at it, I'm also doing a request.execute.
Okay.
Right? So this is just to show you that I'm posting it on SQL local as well as on SQL Azure.
Right.
So this request.execute will post to the SQL local database, SQL Azure database.
Mm-hmm.
And the BizTalk service will be posting to my local SQL server.
Okay.
So now let me execute this and...
So basically, you've made no change to the downloadable to-do.
Yeah.
It's just on the script.
Yeah. This is the to-do script, cool. The standard to-do application. So here I'm going to say cloud cover demo. And I can keep posting like 1, 2, 3 and those kind of stuff. So it should show, everybody should show up together there.
Hmm.
One.
So what's interesting here is by the time you've actually got that response, listed on the right, it's actually inserted in mobile services DB, but also inserted in your
local SQL Azure database.
Yep. Very cool.
So just to show that I'm not smoking something, let me go back to SQL Server. And I had an empty database here. And when I execute here, I see my three records.
Very cool.
Right. So, and if I go back to my SQL Azure, I should see three records here as well.
Cool. Very nice. Right.
So that was a quick demo where it was 0 lines of code from where I can take from an LOB system, do some bunch of click-click-clicks, and expose it as a WCF service, and construct a bridge, which pretty much takes in any type of message, transform it into a way that you want, and connect to your LOB system in an authenticated way. And you don't have to worry about managing that security token anymore.
Yep.
And well, now we have a lightweight mobile client, could be a Windows App Store or an iOS device or an Android device, which can connect to our mobile service and take advantage of all these back-end capabilities.
Yep. It's really amazing how fast and easy it is to build out a solution that now spans cloud, Windows Azure to on-prem, and particularly adding in the power of having BizTalk services in there, you can really start creating some exciting scenarios.
And it's not just connecting to on-prem, but connecting to just the thousands of different systems that can be on-premise.
I'm sure you're simple.
Quite cool.
The wizard looks the same exactly like that, even when I connect to an SAP system. This is an SAP system.
Done.
So the wizard is exactly like this, whether you do SQL or SAP. So you just pass your credentials, goes forward and connects to SAP and pulls out all the details from your SAP system.
Okay,
that's pretty much what it does.
So if I had a whole bunch of functions in SAP, it does a mapping there for me?
Yep.
Okay.
So I think
it shows you the schemas you need to talk to that function.
Server name.
Very cool.
Yeah. So you put in your SAP server name, you put in your developer credentials, click next. and it is actually connecting to my on-premise SAP server. And it shows a list of all those things that I can do with my SAP system.
Yeah.
So these are the various IDOCs, and these are the various TRFCs. If I click on IDOCs, it shows a big bunch of all the IDOCs that I have. And I can choose one of those more common ones, like let's say Ardus, which is, I choose Ardus because it is there on every SAP system.
I don't think I've ever done, I don't even know if and I've seen
this is one of the simplest of SAP systems that you can think of. This is our test SAP system.
It doesn't has 1 million of whatever those are.
These are the various types of business systems that you can expose. And this is this one of the simplest of SAP systems that is out there. It doesn't have all the modules installed.
This is again awesome. 4 years ago, I wish I'd have used this. In this case, we bought a third-party library for like $3,000 or something that generated a .NET proxy for the RFCs here. But again,
just
that
by specifying orders, these are the various types of orders that I can think of. See, there is this order system now, and I go click next, and BizTalk just goes about doing the same exact thing that it did, like what it did with SQL Server. So it asks for a credential for connecting, and it says, where do you want me to create this endpoint? I can choose an existing endpoint and say, hey, go ahead and create it on Guru Test ACAP and give a cloud covered ACAP. Click next. Bingo, it created everything.
Very cool. Right. We've really
So now I can have my Android device or iPad device do the same exact thing that they did with SQL. You can do it with SAP.
I'd probably have a lot more hair if I used this earlier in life.
Hey, you look good.
I've been working on the Wookiee look.
Cool. That's very, very cool. So, and you said there's 3,800 of those different adapters
schemas.
Okay. Cool. That's a lot. Yeah. It's easier than learning all of them manually, I suppose.
I don't know anything about SAP, and I hardly know anything about SQL, but I can mess around with everybody.
So how do I get started with this? I just watched the show. Nick was awesome. Nate was okay. You guys rocked it. How do I get started with this talk services?
So you go to the Windows Azure portal.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll under preview, you will see BizTalk services, Windows Azure BizTalk services. So please sign up for that.
It's a preview feature. You will have to activate it the first time. You'll have to actually go click activate preview like we've done for
anything that was
released as a preview first.
So once you get a preview access, pardon for the crowded screen that you see here, you will be seeing a screen similar to this, which is an Azure portal for Windows Azure BizTalk services. What you have on the left-hand side is the partners, agreements, bridges, and those kind of things.
Okay.
So the partners and agreements, we didn't have a chance to go through the demo today, but that is the one that is used for configuring your B2B endpoints, like that tie supplier that we were talking about.
Okay.
So you define a partner for the tie supplier and a partner for Walmart, and you establish an agreement between them saying that I'm going to send you an Excel file and you are expecting an EDA document, and BizTalk does the magic behind the scene for that.
Okay.
And all of those bridges that we talked about, they all are deployed here. Like, let me see if I can find my to-do demo bridge. So this is my to-do insert bridge. Right?
Cool.
So all of those bridges, you see a whole lot of them because of the various demos that we're doing.
Yeah.
But for your particular namespace, you will see only those things that are that you have created. Right?
Okay.
And being an enterprise product, BizTalk also comes with a very rich set of tracking. So if you look at this here, I can actually do a search on all the messages that were sent using this bridge or using my namespace in this case. So like let's say here, so this is the to-do insert bridge to which I posted. So I can actually go look into that and see what all that happened on BizTalk when I received that message. And click on details and it say, hey, I received it from, destination was to send to this to-do store. And I received it from this endpoint address called to-do insert bridge. And this is the request ID, this is a tracking ID, and you can actually get back to that message if you want.
Okay.
Right? So I can click on the tracking ID and go to the blob store and say, give me that message. So being an enterprise product, auditing and tracking is an essential requirement.
Yes.
So you want to know who sent what, when it was sent, and in what format did you receive it. All of those things can be tracked here.
Okay.
And that's pretty much what the portal allows you to do here. Like you can define an agreement, you can define partners, and we try to keep it as simple as possible and take away most of the complexity behind the scene.
Cool. I like that you've used the Thai example. Have you, that's
I like the banana example.
No, well, you're a banana farmer. You've worn your Thai shirt
the
printed Thai. So you could be a printed Thai supplier or a Thai supplier. Or the banana. Perfect. So yeah, seems very cool. It's to me, I've actually never used BizTalk or SAP, or I'm a web developer, so it seems extremely complicated, but I can certainly see the value it would of actually have. I mean, just like any of our hosted services, it's hosted, it's, you know, all the sort of setup and everything and keeping it up is all taken care of for you. You just basically pay for what you use and configure all these crazy schemas and wizards and
yeah. Imagine a scenario
things.
Where you want to create a website that wants to post to a backend system. Mm-hmm. Could be any backend system. Or you want to execute a workflow that executes a sequence of business activities, mm-hmm. right? So from your website, all you're doing is a simple HTTP post.
Yep.
And then you've got one of those BizTalk guys that just knows where to click.
Then click, yeah. Please send your complaints to Nick and not me.
So, for instance, your underwear franchise site, when you take an order, it could be posting that order to BizTalk, and then you could be distributing out that to your
distributing the
your warehouse
orders or distributing the product. Distributing.
They can't send underwear through BizTalk.
No. The orders. But and then so yeah, I personally come from an enterprise development background, and I really see the value of this, having never used BizTalk before. Mm-hmm. But also the simplicity of being able to utilize it within Windows Azure. I think it's awesome.
Thank you.
Cool. So any closing remarks? Poem of any kind, or no? All right. Now this is the spot on the show we forgot to tell you about. You have to read poetry. Nick will read poetry.
Yeah, I didn't come prepared today.
Perfect. So thank you guys very much. It seems like a cool service and available today now for developers to check out. Mm-hmm. We'll, of course, have links on the bottom of the show for
and we can provide that script as a sample.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. So, yeah, thanks for joining us. And as always, follow us on Twitter, Cloud Cover Show. Cloud Cover Show. Are you guys on Twitter?
Yeah, this is BizTalk.
You're just BizTalk, BizTalk. Are you on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter.
You're not on Twitter? Okay. Are you on Twitter?
No.
Oh, come on, guys. We always end the show with follow us on Twitter. So follow BizTalk on Twitter then. So and you guys got to get on. Even everyone's on Twitter now these days. Even what was it?
Yeah, we need
Bill
to buy
Clinton
that.
Signed up. So anyway, all right. Well, we've really digressed into. No one's watching the show at this point anyway. Clearly, gotten tired of me. So anyway, thank you guys very much.
Behind the camera, I also not watching.
Yeah, Bob has stopped a while ago.
People in the studio have left. The cameras aren't recording.
How long is this going to take?
Anyway, like us or follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We have the link and. And feel free to post complaints and email Nick about your complaints.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.